Welcome to The Jimmy Show, where we break down, discuss, and demystify weekly topics in the media and politics. All analyzed through an economic perspective, I'm Jimmy, and this is The Jimmy Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday, December 7th. And I know I keep saying I'm done for the year, but then I keep having stories catch my interest, and specifically this one, which focuses on a shattershot of different politicians across the country, from a council member in Los Angeles to a big city mayor to even a governor of the most populous state in the country. The point I'm going to be getting at here is that rules made by politicians should be followed by politicians, because these elected representatives are just that, elected representatives. They're one of us. They are a citizen who is serving a higher purpose for their constituents. Not for themselves, not for fundraising, not because it's a convenient job, not even because it'll get you into a lobbying firm or to sell a book. If you lose touch of fighting for real change and fighting to create a country inclusive for all, well, that's where we run into an issue. And it may not seem like these officials' skirting rules has anything to do with inclusivity, but it does. Because people of all ideologies, of all political backgrounds, can agree on one thing. Corruption in our government is rampant, and it's not okay, and it needs to stop. Here, I'm going to be going through a couple of examples that I have ran into in the past couple of months of politicians not following their own rules. And for the purposes of this podcast, I will be excluding the Nancy Pelosi salon scandal, or whatever you would prefer to refer it as. That was one of the most popular stories to ever make it out of the media cycle in regards to politicians not following rules, but for that reason, it is one I'm going to be leaving alone. First, we're going to be looking at the case of the LA City Councilwoman, Supervisor Shalia Quill of Los Angeles. This is one of the smaller examples, and one of them I won't spend the most time on, but she is one of the council members that voted to ban outdoor dining. Now, for those of you who don't know, outdoor dining has been a saving grace right now for restaurants, because a majority of states, and especially California, having one of the strictest guidelines for restaurants to be open, a majority of restaurants have to operate at most 40%, or even in some states, 25% capacity. To combat this, a lot of restaurants have been opening into streets, sidewalks, parking lots, fields, wherever they have the space to entertain people and serve them so that they can make money for their business as well as pay their employees. This saving grace has been in contention for a little bit because in the Northeast and along the northern United States, winter rolls around and as fall comes to a close, making dining outdoors a lot less desirable. Well, one of the places where dining outdoors is probably still fantastic is Southern California. Well, that is where Shalia Quill decided to vote to ban outdoor dining, shuttering restaurants across the city. Now, trust me, I will break through the fourth wall here and tell you I'm for shutdowns and I'm for lockdowns. As long as the people being shut down or people being locked down are given monetary easing from the people telling them to stay inside, other than that, the government has no right to tell you to close your business or to stay inside if they are not going to provide you with, at the bare minimum, 80% of what you would have been making in that situation. Well, Shalia Quill voted to ban outdoor dining. And then not just a few days later, was out eating at an outdoor restaurant. This is not the behavior our politicians should be exhibiting, especially those in our most populous state, California. And on that note of California, we have our next politician who decided they wanted to break their own rules. But I'll give it to you. There are a lot of people who break these rules for what are relatively good reasons. A family gathering like Thanksgiving, when you haven't seen family members for 7 months. Or even to mourn the loss of a family member. Well, none of those are the case for California's Governor Gavin Newsom, who was hosting a high-dollar fundraiser at this restaurant called French Laundry, a very expensive upper-end restaurant in California. The governor himself was spotted indoors with over 50 people in attendance, no masks, and no social distancing. This comes after the governor is one of the most staunch supporters of strict lockdowns. And when he himself can't even abide by those restrictions and instead goes out to fundraise, when, mind you, he's not even running for re-election, isn't just a slap in the face to Californians, but is a slap in the face to every single American who has been doing their part. Every single American who has been staying in their houses for months, who have been shuttering, who have been doing school inside, who have been working on a couch for months, who have been balancing childcare, who have been balancing being fired or furloughed from work without pay, who have been trying to navigate the tricky bureaucracy of actually receiving help from a government that claims to protect you. It's reasons like this people don't trust politicians. It's reasons like this people don't want to be involved in politics. And it's reasons like this people don't heed warnings from our government, which arguably puts us in a situation where we are today. And on that note, it drives me insane when our government starts blaming its citizens for their lack of trust in the government. When the government is the one betraying and walking on that trust, like it's a doormat from Goodwill. And that is just not something that can stand. Lastly, I'm going to touch on Austin's mayor. Austin's mayor who decided he wanted to travel not just to a different state, but travel to a different country during a global pandemic. This is not okay. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it falls in line with the other two politicians who are creating rules that they themselves will not follow. Now, Steve Adler, Austin City Mayor in Texas, was in Cabo, Mexico, vacationing this week. Here is me retroactively telling you guys I'm going to commercial. All right, after that commercial, we are headed right back into talking about Austin City Mayor Steve Attler and his vacation to Cabo in the middle of a global pandemic. But I think more concerning than his individual actions as an elected representative are the messages he was sending out to his constituents while he was in Cabo. He was sending videos to his constituents encouraging everyone to stay home, ironically, imploring them that this is not the time to relax or be complacent. While he stands on the sandy beaches of Cabo, Mexico, filming that video himself. Now, I'm the first person to admit politicians are people, which is why we shouldn't idolize them. Idolizing politicians prevents us from holding them to the account they deserve. And this is one of those cases where a politician is a person. And I understand the need to get away from your house, the need to step out from your office, especially the executive elected representatives who have been handling this pandemic. But as an elected representative, you are held to a higher standard. As an elected representative, you are the standard, and optics matter. So when you step out of your house to walk your dog without a mask on, that matters. Even if it's okay for a citizen, you need to be doing more, Steve Attler. And the rest of these politicians, Greg Abbott, Lori Lightfoot, Jimmy Flanagan, and I could keep going on, all of these politicians who are setting rules they themselves won't even follow is absurd. It's ridiculous. And they should have primary challenges coming at them from the left, the right, and the center. Because the second your job no longer becomes about the people you serve, you no longer deserve to have it. Now, before I head out today, guys, I want you to remember, stay smart, stay skeptical, and keep listening. I'll see you guys in 2021. Of course, unless I decide to do one of these again. Thank you guys for bearing with me, and I'll see you soon. This has been The Jimmy Show.